Canada seems destined for another Liberal minority government, with numerous news outlets having called the Liberals the winner. The numbers flipped often, but the Liberals were winning or leading with 165 seats. The Conservative Party of Canada is expected to form once again the official opposition with 147 seats. The Bloc currently have 23 ridings, the NDP has 7, losing its party status, while the Green has 1 seat. Liberal leader Mark Carney, in his victory speech in Ottawa, said he chose to enter politics because he felt the country needed significant changes. But big changes guided by strong Canadian values, values that I learned at the dinner table from my parents, Bob and Verle, he said. As I've been warning for months, America wants our lands, our resources, our water, our country. These are not idle threats. President Trump is trying to break us so America can own us. That will never happen. And my message to every Canadian is this. No matter where you live, no matter what language you speak, no matter how you voted, I will always do my best to represent everyone who calls Canada home, Carney said. We are at a hinge moment in history. Our relationship is over, he said. The system of open, global trade, anchored by the United States, a system that Canada has relied upon since the Second World War, a system that, while not perfect, has helped deliver prosperity for decades, is over. The Prime Minister said the U.S. wants our land, our resources, our water, but promises to protect the country from Trump. These are tragedies, but this is also our new reality, he said. Carney said it is now time to build an industrial strategy that makes Canada competitive in an emerging new global trade scheme while fighting climate change. We will build one Canadian economy, not 13, with a government committed to free trade in Canada, by Canada Day, he said. The point is that we can give ourselves far more than the Americans can ever take. Even given that, I want to be clear. The coming days and months will be challenging. And they will call for some sacrifices. Carney said the country will share those sacrifices by supporting workers and businesses. Poilievre concedes. Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poilievre, who trailed all night against Liberal candidate Bruce Fanjoy in Carleton riding, congratulated Carney for the razor-thin win. He said he was proud of the gains the party made, raising its number of seats by 20 and gaining the largest share of votes the party received since 1988. Poilievre, who did not indicate whether he was stepping down, promised the party would continue to hold the Liberals to account. I would like to congratulate Prime Minister Carney on leading this minority government. No, 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 he said as his audience booed the Liberal leader. We'll have plenty of opportunity to debate and disagree, but tonight, we come together as Canadians, Poilievre said. We will do our job. Yes. We will do our job to hold the government to account. But first, we congratulate people from all political backgrounds on participating in the democratic process. And as I said, while we will do our constitutional duty to hold the government to account, and propose better alternatives, we will always put Canada first as we stare down tariffs and other inflation, he said. Irresponsible threats from U.S. President Donald Trump. Conservatives will work with the Prime Minister and all parties with the common goal of defending Canada's interests and getting a new trade deal that puts these tariffs behind us while protecting our sovereignty and the Canadian people, Poilievre said. Two other party leaders appear to have lost their seats. Jagmeet Singh lost his seat in Burnaby Central. Green co-leader Jonathan Pedno lost his bid for a seat in Outremont, K., while Elizabeth May won her seat in Saanich Gulf Islands. Singh, in his concession speech, where he announced he was stepping down as NDP leader as soon as an interim leader is appointed, congratulated Carney, saying the Prime Minister has a tough job in challenging U.S. President Donald Trump. He also thanked his volunteers while apologizing for the poor results. We are only defeated if we stop fighting, he said. Singh said New Democrats would not back down even if they were not invited to the table. Singh thanked his wife, Gurkiran Kaur Sidhu, and the rest of his family for their support. I know we will always choose hope over fear, he told his supporters. In Ottawa, at the Conservative Party, people are holding each other, crying, upset about Poilievre's projected loss, etc. As Fernando Bassos said, "This one is for my kids and my grandkids. You're talking about your kids. You know, a lot of people are saying this election is about change," said William Vanlagen, an Ottawa voter. Other people in attendance shared the same sentiment, saying they were voting for their future. "The choice that we make as a society today, they are the ones who will pay the price or who will take advantage of us," said Mark Jama, another Ottawa attendee. Voter turnout: 56% of eligible voters hit the polls election day. Just over 16 million of 28.5 million registered voters actually voted. Watch party: a federal election watch party took place at the Smith House Bar tonight, hosted by CanadaLand, a digital media company and podcast network. Jesse Brown, founder and editor for CanadaLand, said he was not expecting so many people to show up, shoulder to shoulder. He said CanadaLand has noticed, "There hasn't been this much interest in the democratic process since Justin Trudeau was elected 10 years ago. We've had events since, and they haven't been as much energy as this one," Brown said. From left, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre, Liberal leader Mark Carney, New Democratic Party leader Jagmeet Singh, and Bloc Québécois leader Yves-François Blanquette, at the English Language Federal Leaders debate in Montreal on April 17, 2025. The Canadian Press, Adrian Wilde. The leaders: Liberal, Mark Carney. Carney became the Liberal leader by a 90% majority after Justin Trudeau's resignation announcement on January 6. He worked with former Prime Minister Stephen Harper during the 2008 recession as the Governor of the Bank of Canada until 2013, until working in the UK following Brexit, to help with the aftermath leaving the European Union, as the Governor of the Bank of England. Conservative, Pierre Poilievre. Poilievre was elected the Conservative leader in 2022 and has worked in Parliament for over 20 years. He has held multiple roles while serving his time in the government, including Minister of Employment, Social Development and Minister of State for Democratic Reform under Prime Minister Stephen Harper. NDP, Jagmeet Singh. Singh has been the head of the New Democratic Party since 2017. A lawyer by trade, he was an Ontario MPP from 2011 until 2017 in Bramalea Gore Malton. He lost his federal seat on Monday night and later resigned as party leader. Green, Elizabeth May and Jonathan Pedno. May served as the leader of the Green Party from 2006 to 2019, but departed after a period of turmoil within the party before returning in 2022. Jonathan Pedno ran alongside May for co-party leader status in 2022 with a staggering 90% approval for the co-leadership model. He lost his bid for a seat while May won. He currently sits as the country's youngest federal leader and the first openly gay leader of a federal political party in Canada. The Bloc Québécois, Yves-François Blanquette. Blanquette has been the leader of the Bloc since January 2019. Prior to being the leader of the Bloc, Blanquette was a member of the Quebec National Assembly, MNA, for the riding of Johnson from 2008 to 2014. Read the full story here to learn more about the leaders. For majority, a party needs 172 seats for a majority government. This morning, many people are showing up to the polls to show their patriotism and stand up against Donald Trump's America. I mean, listen, every election is important. I guess it feels a bit more important right now with everything going on in the US, and you know, certain parties having shifted more in extremist directions. So I think it's important to push back against that, Ottawa voter Christian Lariviere told Humber etc. Another Ottawa voter, Richard Morissette, showed up to the polls to vote for his daughter's future. "My daughter's future, that's really what I think about, right? That's pretty much all I'm thinking about," he said. Humber etc. has reporters in the ridings of Etobicoke Lakeshore, Etobicoke North, and Ottawa. We have reporters at the Canada Land Watch Party at the Smith House Bar on College and McCall Streets. Stay tuned for more updates.